This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Right, it is Dan on Fun Kids and it's Girls Football Week. Now this year is putting together two of my favourite things, Disney and football. And Laura Bassett is hoping that classic Disney characters can inspire new girls on the pitch. She's got 61 caps for England as well. And she's on the phone. Hey, Laura.
Hi, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm perfect. So tell me what you've been doing at Bedford School.
There's quite a few girls here. And this morning, the first part, they've been all moving around different stations, different Disney-inspired stations with the Disney magic and storytelling, different stations, different drills, different skills. And they all move around, do different skill set. And then the second part was just to play games. So it's brilliant. It's like my two favourite things too, football and Disney. So we've got that in common.
What? So who's your favourite Disney character then?
Oh, I think it's got to be Moana. I think she is just an inspirational woman. She, can achieve anything. She's very humble and she knows where she's belonged and where she's grew up, but she still aspires to achieve more. So when I need a bit of a pick-me-up and a bit of a role model, I stick that on to. Who's yours?
I'm with Moana as well. When I'm feeling a little bit down, I stick it on, belt out a little how far I'll go.
Yeah. I won't sing to you, don't worry. I won't sing any of the songs.
So this has been done to start Girls Football Week this year. What else is happening over the next few days to kind of get girls more involved in the sport from a younger age?
Yeah, I think, all over the country, like you say, it's Girls Football Week all over the country. There'll be festivals, there'll be girls can sign up and go and get involved, and they can watch the different footage online on social media to if they can't make it actual down to a session, they can have a look what's been exactly going on. But it is for, girls age 5 to 11, whether they've played football before or not. That doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. And it's just to get girls, who are interested in Disney, who are interested in football, match them two together. And who knows, they might meet a lioness, an England women's football player, and get to know everything that's going on in women's football.
So, Laura, you've got 61 caps for England. When was your first?
Yep. I made my debut in 2003. That was against Italy.
Right, can you tell me the night before that game, what was going on? How were you feeling? What did you eat? What did you do?
I knew I was in the team. Just really nervous, really apprehensive. I wasn't in the team. The coach had said to me that potentially I might be coming on. So she'd given me the heads up, which was brilliant of her, just so I think you can just sort your nerves out. I did try to sleep and I didn't manage to sleep, but like any young player, you would be nervous. But I think those nerves are good because it shows that you care and that you're passionate about what you want to do and that you do well. So I think over the years, you just learn to embrace the nerves.
Now, the women's game, thanks to things like Girls Football Week, it's picked up so much fantastic steam recently. But you've been in the game for almost 20 years now. When did you first start to notice that things were moving in the right direction?
In the right direction. I think it was firstly, I was playing for England and Hope Powell and the FA fought really hard to have FA central contracts. So up until then, players were having to either pay to fund their own training, in addition to what their club offered. They were having to, try and train full time, part time with their club, but, having to work on top of that. So when the FA introduced a central contract, it was a central contract that allowed you maybe to give up a little bit of your work time so you could focus on training full time and all the additional stuff that needed. So that was a big, big moment. And then also the 2012 Olympics, hosting them and for women's football because it was the first time that we were allowed to represent GB as a nation, that all the nations agreed to participate as one. And then also the success of the 2015 World Cup in Canada, where England, the Lionesses, won the bronze medal. So I think nicely over the years, it's gained momentum and those three things have really helped women's football progress.
As you say, it's gained momentum, but there's still some way to go. Because if you look at one of the biggest clubs in the whole world, Manchester United, they've only just applied to make a women's football team. What still needs to be done from how you see it?
Yeah, I mean, they have just applied, but they've had an RTC, which is the under 10s to under 16s. They've had that for quite a while. So there is a lot of interest in women's football. And in the top two leagues, the FA are going to announce at the end of May which teams exactly are in those top teams. So a lot of work is being done. We just need to keep, you know, progressing nicely over the forthcoming years. And what we've participated, if we can double participate, last year in 2007, we had 60,000 girls in, you know, being involved in Girls Football Week. So if we can increase it in the participation level, you know, if this year we can improve and enhance those 60,000 girls that have participated, we can, you know, over those few years now, we will see them come through all the way, the grassroots and whatever level in the pyramid they find themselves out. But it'll be more girls playing, watching football. We'll see the benefits of that over the next few years.
And it's an exciting time to be a Lioness, what with Phil Neville being announced as the manager, one of the most famous last names in football, and you've got a big game against Russia in a couple of months' time in the World Cup qualifiers. How's it all going in the camp? What's going on?
Yeah, it's all been good. Qualification's been going well, and everyone's really, really positive. I think it's so exciting for the 2019 World Cup to be held in France, but we know that we have to qualify and we know that we have to do our business. But everyone's busy playing league games at the minute, so everyone will be so excited to meet up for the Russia game and hopefully get the result we want. But yeah, everything's positive and very exciting.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Laura, for coming on, chatting about Girls Football Week. It is on until the 29th of April. Thank you, Laura, for coming on Fun
thank
Kids.
You.
And I'm going to play some Moana now.
Good, thank you.
Cheers, sing along, cheers.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.